Elizabeth Sullis from Utah Department of Human Services is seeing disturbing trends when it comes to prescription drugs in Utah, especially opiate pain medications.
We've definitely noticed that there has been a significant increase in prescription drug use across the state. We're noticing it in our public substance abuse treatment admissions. And unfortunately, too, the Department of Health has noticed it in unintentional overdose deaths.
An average of 21 Utah adults died each month in 2012 as a result of prescription pain medications. At the same time, Sullis says almost a quarter of Utahns currently have leftover prescription medications in their home. They can safely dispose of those medications tomorrow at law enforcement-approved sites across the state during National Take Back Day.
The main intent of the Prescription Drug Take Back Day is just to ensure that unused or expired medications are properly disposed of. People aren't holding on to them because it can increase the risk of theft in your home. It can increase the risk of addiction, and it can increase the risk of a contaminated water system.
For prescription drug take-back locations, visit useonlyasdirected.org. The website also has information on disposal sites available throughout the year. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.